I wandered lonely as a pony. Yes, that's what it feels like, walking down this laneway in Hyde's Equestrian Centre in Cork, quite near where we live, and I'm going for a ramble. And I'm going to use the opportunity of the ramble in order to allow free rein to my thoughts and my mouth. And I suppose I mean my vocal cords as well. Now, it's a bit muddy here. I'm having to stride gingerly down a tractor track, and hope that I don't take my attention off that dry channel. Down on the right hand side, it sounds like as if there's some kind of a machine going around, and that probably is cleaning up the ring. Hold on, let me have a look and see here now. Yes, somebody is driving round an arena, pulling a yoke, just what we Irish people call something that we don't know the name for, pulling a yoke behind, and this thing is making the ring, the riding ring, all look very pretty. So everywhere is being dolled up here, as we say. So yeah, I'm back again. I'm practicing this rambling piece of audio, because in the month of October I'm very close to making a decision that I'm going to do this all the time. Now, I'm walking under evergreens. Yeah, there's some sort of evergreens up there above me, and then there's some deciduous. So it's mixed here. And the wind, recent wind, has blown down a limb of one of the trees here. Actually, it's perfect for making the branches of the limb are perfect for making a bow and arrow that's got plenty of bend in it. Oh wow, it takes me right back to my childhood when we used to make bows and arrows. You know, you'd string some string between the top and the bottom and pull it tight, and then you'd have a good weapon with which to fire arrows. And we could play cowboys and Indians then, you see. So I'm walking down here now in the direction of the indoor arena, which is empty. And it's where my daughter, I think, is going to go very soon and ride the pony that she's leasing. The pony's name is Ashley. So in case you know anything about ponies, and I don't, apparently she's 12.2 hands. So there are three arenas here. Three arenas, yeah. Let me walk towards the dressage arena. Yeah, I see F, P, B. It's windy though. It's windy. Well, maybe you like ambient sound. I'm going to see a horse. Now, I don't know if the horse will come and talk to me. I don't even know what to call the horse. Come on. Oh, proud, proud. A proud mare. Is it a mare? Or is it? Yes, it looks very like a mare. Yes, chomping at the grass. All by herself in a very big field. Now, why isn't she gone off to Mill Street with all the other horses in this place? And I wonder if I stand here for long enough, will she get so used to me that she'll feel I'm not in any way a threat? The only thing I know is that if horses' ears go back, they're not completely relaxed. Is that right? Anyway, some of you know more about it. Well, it's too windy to compete. I'm going to walk back up. Yeah, they haven't done a job yet on the dressage area. But I expect that little ride-on mower, whatever it's called, will be down here. Oh, here it is. No? Yes? No? Looks like no. Maybe it looks like yes. I'm going to look in the indoor arena. see what that's like. Oh yes, she's outside. There's a young woman who's driving the little thing around the place, the yoke. And inside in the arena are two other young women who are tidying up the jumps. Maybe they're going to hold an event in here. I think this place is about 100 meters long. Well, it must be the biggest part of 100 meters long. Certainly looks like I'd need a firm lob wedge. I wouldn't get to the other end with the lob wedge. No, definitely wouldn't. And wide it must be, well, it must be two cricket pitches long. So it must be 44 yards wide anyway, I'd say. Yeah, they're tidying up here, getting everything ready here. You know, it's funny, I'm slowly and surely being dragged into the world of ponies, horses. And I've been dragged into it so slowly that I don't notice it. Or at a pace that is, there's no forcing, there's no pressure. I'm able to do it entirely on my own terms, which is great, because all I have to do, I'm the delivery van, I deliver my daughter. I have to stand around here when there's no other adult with her while she rides the pony around the arena, because an adult has to be present. But sure, I wouldn't know what to do if the horse or the pony started to run or jump or do anything. So it was, I mean, I'm a good witness, I suppose, so long as I take my head out of my iPhone. But I'm being, you know, enticed. I'm enticing myself into that world just by, I must take a photograph of it, actually. I think I'll take a photograph of the arena. I don't have any. Certainly don't have a, I do have photographs of the arena, but I don't have a photograph of the arena when it's been tidied up like this. So let me see if I can get that done first and see. This is, well, this was going to be a rambly audio, but it seems to be all about horses so far anyway. So here we go. Here we go. Let's get a wee photo. There we are. Now, will I get one on this corner? Yeah, let's get one on this corner. So there's two photos anyway. That's quite enough. Yeah, I'm a great lover of taking snaps. And I don't drink much of it, but, you know, they do. It is does go down well when you're walking around an arena. So a few snaps is very good for the bowels. Yeah, walking back up along here now, I could take another snaps. Here we are. Now, here we go. Let's just see if I can get this. Yeah, gotcha, baby. Yeah, got it. Yeah. Do you know, I'm too purposeful. Yeah. Too often I have a purpose. I have an agenda. I have an intention. So to actually have no agenda, no. And I was interrupted there by a phone call from my wife. And now I have to go and get the ingredients for a lemon drizzle cake. You see, it's my daughter, bless her birthday, in the next few days. And she'll be 11. And she and my niece, one of my nieces, are going to make a lemon drizzle cake later on. We haven't got all the ingredients. So that's my next stop. I have to take myself down to the local supermarket and buy something that's needed for the lemon drizzle cake. So I'll go now, I think, in a second, because I can just see blackbirds there. What are they? They look like rooks. They are rooks. Those of you who are into birds will know the sound of rooks. Anyway, they're rooks. And I better remember to come back and pick these two up, because I'm sort of in a balmy mood now, in which I can very easily forget collect them. Suddenly think, what, 6 o'clock? Oh. And they could be here for 2.5, 3 hours. And, oh, I just have to go in here and say hello to these ponies, these horses. I've become rather fond of them now. Here's a silver looking one. But I think they're called, what are they called, greys? Hello, will you talk to the people? Ah, yes. Well, that was a nice one, but his ears went back. So let's see what this one does. Let me see, your ears are coming forward. Are your ears coming forward, are they? Are they? Yes. You're a nice brown and white one. There's some name for a brown and white pony. That's it, you're lovely. See, I'm only used to dogs and cats, and I don't know how to talk to a horse. I don't know how to talk to a horse. I don't even know which is the best bit. Oh, I'll just scratch your head up there. And now let me do one more last one. Hello. You're going to have to give me a good smell. That's right. Give me a good lick. That's lovely. Good pony. If you're like a horse, you're quite big. You're giving me quite a big licking. Right. Don't know what I had in my hands last. I don't think it was sugar. But I did have some Skittles earlier today. So maybe you would let me just... Oh, don't put your ears back, because that's about the only thing I know which is a bit of a warning sign. Yes. I better not get too confident around these creatures, you know. They could easily... Well, if they wanted to, they could bite my hand off, couldn't they? Or at least take a finger. Yeah, not so funny, Paul. You mustn't be so cocky. But I do feel friendly towards them. And, you know, I like giving a dog's chest a good hard rub. And then I love giving a cat a good scratch. So I don't know. There we are. Time to leave here. I must arise and go now. And go to the supermarket. And a small shop. Do there. In aisles and... Never mind, that's just... fecking around with... other people's work. There we go. Cheerio. I'll just turn on the... Let's see what kind of... do I have some music to play you? Just a little bit. If you are good enough to listen this long, you deserve a reward. Say my favorite tenor of all time. Yeah. And he's dead now. Arrivare piano piano, arriva. This is Gili, Beniamino Gili. Okay, that's it. All the best. Ramble over.